So how did this this event come to be? How did you end up here in Frisco, Texas?
Well, I got a call from an agent in Michigan named Debbie Lipson, who said, we have an opportunity for you to go down to Texas and appear at a baseball game. And I said, wow, that sounds like fun. And so I agreed, and so here I am. But I like Dallas. I like Dallas a lot, and I've been here a lot. In fact, Billy Bob's is owned by a friend of mine over there, and so I like going there too, you know.
Good. So are you a big fan of baseball as a whole, you know, growing up and throughout life?
Growing up, I was a big fan, Dodger fan. And then when I produced the Beatles the third year, we did the Beatles at Dodger Stadium. And at the 45th anniversary, I got to throw out the first pitch. And my 13-year-old son and I are still arguing as to whether I threw a strike or not. It went over the plate. Problem is, it bounced on the plate.
I think they call that a strike, don't they?
Well, I did. He doesn't.
There you go. So if you have you had any, you know, strange or weird places that you've gone out and made an appearance at or anything like that? Something unusual?
No, not really. I'm very careful about what I do. We have a live game show that we travel on the road called Hollywood's Greatest Game Shows. And we play a lot of casinos. And then I put together a new show called Backstage with the Beatles, in which I sit on stage and tell never-before-heard Beatles stories. And so I'm still traveling, and I'm still having a good time.
So do you have any, you know, particular Beatles story or anything like
one?
That stands out the most? I'd love to.
Okay, let's see, a Beatles story. In 1989, when the Beatles broke up, Paul McCartney was really upset. And he had a dream one night. He had lost his mother when he was 14 years old to cancer. And in the dream, she said, "Paul, it's going to be okay. Just let it be." Bam, music.
There you go, right?
So
history.
I do a 90-minute show like that.
That's phenomenal. I'm sure you've got tons of stories.
I got a lot of stories, yeah.
All right, Mr. Eubanks, I appreciate your time.
No.